בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה.
Hello, listeners. This is Jane Webster welcoming you to our program, Science for All. Today, I'm joined by Rick Tiller, a psychologist. He is here to talk to us about background music and how it affects us. Hello, Rick. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Hello, Jane. I'm delighted to be here.
Could you start by explaining exactly what you mean by background music?
Well, it's the music you hear in so many places these days. For example, in supermarkets, shopping malls, and restaurants. You just cannot get away from it. Of course, background music has been with us for a very long time, since 1937. That's when it was first introduced into some shops in the USA. But over the last 10 years, we've seen a very large increase in the number of places that use it.
And why is that?
Well, mainly because studies show that music can encourage customers to spend more money in a store. For example, the Chester Research Institute has found that classical music makes us buy more expensive products. Studies done by this institute also show that when we hear slow music, we actually walk more slowly. The research has found that when the background music is slow, it takes us more time to get around the store. And we all know from experience that the longer we stay in a shop, the more we buy.
But do all customers really react in the same way to background music?
No, they don't. In surveys done by psychologists, only about one-third of the participants said they enjoy background music. Everyone else said they don't. In fact, many people find this music so annoying that they are trying to do something to stop it. Some have joined an organization called Pipe Down. This organization has been working very hard to make businesses stop using background music.
And has Pipe Down been successful?
Well, it has had some success. For example, a few years ago, it persuaded the large British company Marks & Spencer to stop playing background music in hundreds of its stores. In addition, it convinced the company Waterstones to remove background music from its stores. However, I don't think Pipe Down has made a big difference. In fact, these days, more and more businesses are using background music. Even hospitals are now thinking of introducing it.
Really? Why would hospitals do that?
Well, there is some research which shows that people in hospitals are more relaxed when there is background music, and they also feel less pain. But of course, not everyone wants to listen to music when they're ill, and not everyone likes the same kind of music. In my opinion, hospitals that plan to use background music should provide patients with equipment like headphones. That way, only those who do want to listen to the music will hear it.
That sounds like a good solution. And that's the end of today's program. So thank you, Rick, for joining us. And goodbye, listeners.
זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה.
Hello, listeners. This is Jane Webster welcoming you to our program, Science for All. Today, I'm joined by Rick Tiller, a psychologist. He is here to talk to us about background music and how it affects us. Hello, Rick. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Hello, Jane. I'm delighted to be here.
Could you start by explaining exactly what you mean by background music?
Well, it's the music you hear in so many places these days. For example, in supermarkets, shopping malls, and restaurants. You just cannot get away from it. Of course, background music has been with us for a very long time, since 1937. That's when it was first introduced into some shops in the USA. But over the last 10 years, we've seen a very large increase in the number of places that use it.
And why is that?
Well, mainly because studies show that music can encourage customers to spend more money in a store. For example, the Chester Research Institute has found that classical music makes us buy more expensive products. Studies done by this institute also show that when we hear slow music, we actually walk more slowly. The researchers found that when the background music is slow, it takes us more time to get around the store. And we all know from experience that the longer we stay in a shop, the more we buy.
But do all customers really react in the same way to background music?
No, they don't. In surveys done by psychologists, only about one-third of the participants said they enjoy background music. Everyone else said they don't. In fact, many people find this music so annoying that they are trying to do something to stop it. Some have joined an organization called Pipe Down. This organization has been working very hard to make businesses stop using background music.
And has Pipe Down been successful?
Well, it has had some success. For example, a few years ago, it persuaded the large British company Marks and Spencer to stop playing background music in hundreds of its stores. In addition, it convinced the company Waterstones to remove background music from its stores. However, I don't think Pipe Down has made a big difference. In fact, these days, more and more businesses are using background music. Even hospitals are now thinking of introducing it.
Really? Why would hospitals do that?
Well, there is some research which shows that people in hospitals are more relaxed when there is background music, and they also feel less pain. But of course, not everyone wants to listen to music when they're ill, and not everyone likes the same kind of music. In my opinion, hospitals that plan to use background music should provide patients with equipment like headphones. That way, only those who do want to listen to the music will hear it.
That sounds like a good solution. And that's the end of today's program. So thank you, Rick, for joining us. And goodbye, listeners.
זו הייתה השמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו. ואחר כך, המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.